with 5 new options to choose from. Which iPad would you go for? Hello and welcome to the iGeeks Vlog Show, an Apple exclusive podcast where we talk about teeny tiny, every possible information about the Apple ecosystem. I'm your host Harshanki, a marketing nerd who likes to eat, breathe and survive on Apple content quite literally. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing and comparing all the 5 types of iPads, which one is the best suitable for you, across several parameters from comparing their budgets to, am I going to show you the devices? Well, not just yet, but regardless, by the end of the episode, I'm sure you're going to be very convinced towards which iPad should you go for. And you know, it's fair to have these many doubts because considering the varieties that we have and the majority of the varieties have come up this year, one can't help but think what would be the best fit for you. So when you talk about these different iPads, all of them look pretty much the same, right? Apart from the size differences. And it is very convenient to go for the latest model because they're called latest for a reason, right? I mean, why else would they be the newest additions to the range of iPads? But is that the case? Like, should you really go for the most recent model out there? Or should you look for the one that suits your needs the best and then pick out an iPad for you? If you ask me, and of course, since most of you guys also belong to the tech background, you should always compare your options, not just by iPads because of, say, the color options or the sizes or the fact that they are pretty and are good for FaceTiming. No. You have a lot more additions to that, which is what we're going to do today and find out what's the best iPad for you guys. But before that, do not forget to connect with us on our social media channels. The iGeeks Blog Show is available on Instagram, YouTube and Twitter as iGeeks Blog. And if you want to connect with me, you can always hit me up on Instagram or Clubhouse. I'm available as Harshanki with an extra I. So talking about the recent iPad lineup. Now we have 5 iPads available. That is the iPad, the all new iPad, or the basic entry level iPad 9 Gen as we call it, which was launched in the event a couple of days ago. Followed by the 6th Gen iPad Mini and the existing iPad Air and iPad Pro models that we have. So the iPad Pro models are available in 2 variants, that is 11 inches and 12.9 inches, which gives us a size alternative to pick out the Pro models as well. So these are the 5 iPads that we have currently for us. And let's start with the basics and the newest additions to the iPad family. One of the most budget-friendly addition in the range of iPads, the all-new 9th-gen iPad, lacks a lot of features and specifications compared to the other iPads, but turns out to be a remarkable device because it starts at $329, you guys. I mean, what else can you expect in $329, right? However, there are a lot of good additions to the device as well. It comes with A13 Bionic chip. That is the chip that you find in iPhone 11 as well as SE. The screen is not that satisfactory because it lacks lamination and anti-reflecting coating. However, it supports True Tone technology, which means the color would be changing according to the temperature of the room or according to your surroundings, which is a plus point. When you talk about the storage option, the baseline variant starts at 64GB and you can get it to 256GB if you're looking for higher storage for your iPad. Well, the back camera remains pretty much the same, but since iPads are used for conducting a lot of FaceTime calls as well as, say, Zoom meetings with your clients or like for work purposes, the front camera has got an immaculate update. Like you have a 12 megapixel wide angle camera now, which is going to improvise the way you look. Like, this is an amazing addition to the camera quality. Okay, so the upgrade is so good that it is going to change the way that your face is looking. And to be honest, having a camera of that good a quality and just $329 itself should be convincing enough for you to go for that iPad. Not just that, it also supports center stage technology, which means your work calls are going to get better. Or how about those date nights where the entire focus is on you and nowhere else or no place else, right? That would be an incredible addition to have. So when you talk about the new iPad, of course, if budget is your primary concern or you want it to be a decent gift for your kids, you know, if this is going to be the first device or maybe just give a reading gadget to your grandparents or like your parents who are in the late 80s and things like that. This would be a perfect, perfect addition to them because this is versatile. Hands down, it is versatile. It is going to be amazing to watch movies, stream content online, read a lot of things and handle basic FaceTime calls and things like that. Of course, it is capable to do a lot more than that. But when you have, like, come on, like when you have the other iPads waiting there, I wouldn't really recommend you to go for the base variant. I might buy it as a gift for friends because it's just a good flex to have, like, it is pretty affordable and your friends would be crazy happy knowing that someone is gifting them an iPad, you know. Okay, moving on to the next iPad, the iPad Mini, 6th Gen 2021. A remarkable addition to the iPad lineup is the 6th Gen iPad Mini. However, considering the add-ons that the gadget has received and the beautiful, beautiful colors that are going to see the device, it has received an increase in the price, and to say the least, it has been inflated or affected by the inflation, because now even the entry level iPad Mini is priced at $499, which was earlier priced at $399. So for the features, you gotta set that everything comes with the price. So for the features that you're getting, you gotta pay a price for it. But you cannot really neglect the additions that the gadget has had, and iPad Mini turns out to be the perfect iPad for those who are bothered by the sizes and are really happy to receive, you know, like a decent gadget that you can just hold in your hand, unlike those bulky ones which are too difficult to manage or process for that matter. So iPad Mini turns out to be a wonderful add-on if size is your concern. Not just that, it also comes with A15 Bionic chip. That is an upgrade from A12 to A15, that is increasing the overall performance by 40% and increasing your gaming performance, that is your graphical performance, by 80 freaking percentages. So $500 for a gadget like that is absolutely a good idea to consider. Not just that, like, even the camera quality has improved. Like now we have a 12 megapixel ultra wide camera that supports True Tone Center Stage and Smart HDR as well, which means it is going to be a lovely way to conduct meetings while on the go or just doing your thing while you're sitting in the gym or anywhere for that matter, because this is going to fit your pocket, right? It's that good of a device. Like, it's just adorable, you know, like how beautiful the device looks, right? However, the best addition in the iPad Mini has to be 5G. The chip is upgraded. The performance has increased. We have better cameras and now we have 5G as well. I mean, what else can you ask for, right? And the entry model is just priced as $499. So I believe it is definitely something you should go for. But if you're looking for an iPad and want to stick to the iPad feeling, then you gotta have something that is bigger in size, right? Because then only that is going to satisfy you and give you the unleash the iPad experience for you. You know what I mean? So that is why we're going to be talking about the next line of iPad, that is the iPad Air. The iPad Air takes up a compelling position as it gives you the iPad Pro feelings, considering the design and the aesthetics and the look and the feel, but lags a little behind when it comes to the performance. Sadly, a couple of things when you compare to the iPad Mini are also not that good in iPad Air. Like, to start with, iPad Mini comes with A15 Bionic chip, right? And iPad Air just comes with A14. That is going to affect the performance. And even when you talk about the camera quality, you do have a 12 megapixel camera here, but the back camera still stays at 7 megapixel, whereas when you talk about iPad Mini, it has been replaced with 12 megapixel ultra wide camera, the front camera, which is improving your video call quality. However, iPad Air is also expensive, because it is more expensive than the 9th gen iPad and iPad Mini, because it starts at $599. And I mean, I don't know if I should or I would spend $100 more than iPad Mini and get a lower version of the chip, like downgrade the chip quality, thereby reducing the performance, you know. Although iPad Air gives a satisfactory performance, not just satisfactory, commendable performance for that matter for video editing, even in 4K. But don't expect the front camera to give you good video footage. It's not going to make you happy. It's not good of a quality. Even the screen for that matter, despite of being fully laminated and pretty impressive that way, lacks the ProMotion technology that iPad Pro has. And once you go ProMotion, there's no coming back. Because, I don't know, like, it's so smooth, right? So if I'm paying $599 for an iPad, I'd have those features as well. However, surprisingly, honestly, I wouldn't go for an iPad Air because I see certain better things in Mini and, of course, Pro. But then that's Pro, right? Like, and this is Air, so like a lot of differences visible right there. However, when, you know, we asked a lot of our people, like even inside the studio here or say on Instagram, we noticed that a lot of people would prefer buying the iPad Air because it is durable, it is long lasting and has performance that is very satisfactory, to say the least. So when 75% of the people are saying that they're going to stick to iPad Air because they've been using it for some time now, I guess that is the model you should genuinely consider and think if it's going to be the right fit for you. Because it is, to be honest, fulfilling a lot of things, and it does come with center stage and true tone and things like that. It's not like we're not getting all the technologies. Just the ProMotion is something I kind of miss in the iPad Air. When we are comparing iPads, now is a drum roll moment, because iPad Pro are known as the performance powerhouses in the world. They are one of the best iPads, not just iPads, and the best tablets you would ever come across in the market because of the incredible performance that they provide. Okay, so the Pro models are available in two different sizes, that is 11 inches and 12.9 inches. And depending upon your requirements, you can pick the one that fits you the best. However, sizes are not the only difference here. We do have a couple of other differences as well, which I'm going to be talking towards the end of the video. iPad Pro are expensive. Okay, they are hands down expensive. I mean, there's no way you can have any sort of other opinion there. They start from $799 and $1,099, but the features they come up with, totally worth it. And, you know, when you have to justify a $1,000 price tag on an iPad Pro, it has to be the best one out there. Which means this is the gadget meant for professional people, musicians, artists, writers, performers, editors, designers, you name it, and this thing fits the best. And one of my friends, like here in the studio, recently purchased one, and boy, I couldn't be happy looking at the performance that the gadget gives. It is breathtaking, to say the least. It is powered by M1 chip. M1 chip, okay, the one that you have in your Macs. So it is going to work as smoother and as faster as your system out there, as your MacBook out there, as your iMac out there. That is the level of processor quality that we are getting with the iPad Pro. Remember how I told you both the sizes are not just different because of the sizes and a little bit of difference there? Both of them share the same resolution when you talk about the screens. However, in the 12.9-inch variant, we have a backlit edition as well, so that is going to increase the brightness to a greater extent and give you a more satisfactory experience. Now, this is something that graphic designers and editors would be really happy using about. Okay, now we will talk about the camera quality, because that's like my favorite part in the iPad Pro models. They have two rear cameras. One is a 12-megapixel wide camera and the other one is a 10-megapixel ultra-wide camera that helps you capture every emotion that you have. So there are going to be no hidden emotions, be it your work or your personal calls. That is the quality of videos that you're going to get on the FaceTime calls or the work meetings, to say the least. Apart from this, iPad Pro, you name the technology and it has it, right? You name center stage, you name true motion, you name true tone. Everything is present there, right there. Not just that, you can shoot the videos in 4K as well. Whereas all the other iPads not let you shoot more than 1080p, but here you can shoot it in 4K, which is an amazing addition. When you talk about the flexibility, the iPad Pro blesses us with USB-C, Thunderbolt, USB 4, and DisplayPort, and that is a load of flexibility to offer at that price tag, okay? So it is the best variant of iPad out there. However, you don't really need to put $1,000 there if you don't want it. You know what I mean? Okay, so when we have listed all the qualities of the iPads and simultaneously viewed their pros and the cons or compared them indirectly, which ones do you think are the most apt for you? Should it be the iPad Air? Should it be the iPad Pro, depending upon the sizes? Or iPad Mini? Or the all-new 9th-gen iPad? Well, if you ask me and you are only using iPad to, say, watch your online classes or for Netflix and chill, or, you know, just the basic level works or just watching, YouTubing things for that matter, performing entry-level tasks, then you shouldn't really be spending $1,000 on an iPad, and the 9th-gen iPad should do the job. On the other hand, if you have a lot of on-site work to do, and you're looking for an iPad that can easily fit into your pocket, yet gives you a lot of creative liberty as well, iPad Mini should be your choice because the camera quality has become quite impressive. Like the rear camera has become very impressive. So it is going to be a great addition, especially if you are a journalist, because what happens is that you can just take the device with you. It's good for recording, it's good for the basic editing stuff, and with the kind of upgrade that iPad Minis have gotten when you talk about the rear cameras and the processors, it's going to be perfect. And no one can really steal it, right, from your back pockets or shit, because it is like a cute tiny device and you can, like, not that tiny, but still good enough to fit in your pocket. So it's going to be a great addition, if you ask me. Talking about the iPad Air, it is the iPad to go for because, okay, I know Pro is the best, okay, but iPad Air is also fulfilling all the functionalities equally good as you talk about the iPad Pro. And not just that, it also comes with a nice affordable price tag, right? So that is a gadget you can definitely consider. However, if you are, say, looking for a professional gadget and if you belong to the creative side, like for a musician or artist or a graphic designer or visual editor and things like that, then I guess you should invest a little more and go for iPad Pro. And it should serve the purpose just right because it is a performance boost. It's so good. Like, it is a performance powerhouse. There's no beating to that. It's every penny worth spent. That brings me to the end of the episode. Do not just go for the best one or the most expensive one or the latest edition. Make a list of pros and cons, see which one is right for you, and only then you purchase your device, because you have to go for the one that is the best for you and not the best looking out there, the best performance out there. It has to be the one that suits you the best. All right, my friends, this brings me to the end of the episode, but do not forget to connect with us on our social media channels. We're available as iGeeksBlog on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And if you're still confused about which iPad to go for, you can just hit me up on Instagram or Clubhouse. I'm available as Shanky with an extra I. Needless to say, we really appreciate your feedbacks, and I would love if you send me your honest feedback. So leave us some good reviews on Apple Podcasts, because we love your support, we love your feedback, and we want to improve ourselves as content creators so that we can create the best of the content for you, keeping your needs and our needs in mind. I hope you take good care of yourself and stay safe, stay connected. This is Harshanki signing off.